إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي أخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى، فقد قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to fear Allah and to obey Him, for through obedience of Allah will one achieve true happiness. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, our youth, they long to achieve a blissful and happy marriage. And it is through marriage that one finds peace and tranquility. And every young man and young woman longs to achieve a happy and blissful marriage and to find tranquility in their spouse. And indeed, it is within the Muslim family, the Muslim home, the Islamic home, that the youth and the next generation will be raised up. It is under the shade, it is under the protective shade of the father and his guidance, and under the shade of the love and care of the mother, that the new Muslim generation shall be raised up. Allah Most High, He reminds us of this powerful marriage relationship as one of His signs, of one of His ayat: مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. And from the signs of Allah is that He has created from yourselves spouses to live, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you'll find sukoon, so that you will find tranquility in her or in him. So beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this family unit, this Muslim home that produces the next generation of Muslims, what are the qualities, what are the characteristics that will achieve true happiness in this Muslim home? What must be done and what is required of us to achieve the reality of a happy and successful Muslim home? First and foremost, we reflect and thank Allah that having a home within which to live is one of the blessings and one of the ni'mah that Allah has sent for us. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Allah has given from your homes a place of rest and tranquility and ease. In Ibn Kathir, the great Mufassir of the Qur'an, he said, this home, it protects you from so much harm and brings to you so much benefit and tranquility. So when we thank Allah for this home that we have, and we only thank Him if we realize how many people do not have a home to live in. We don't realize there's many people who live on the streets, or who live in shelters, or who live, grow up orphans on the streets in many parts of the Muslim world. If we thank Allah for the homes for which we have, then what must follow is that we must fulfill the responsibility of this Muslim home. It is a great responsibility for every parent to take care of this home that Allah has given them. It is a great responsibility because the home is the fortress of the deen. The home, the Muslim home, is the fortress of the deen. If the home is rectified and correct, then a new generation, a new nation will arise that will carry the message of Islam. But if the home, if the Muslim home is corrupt, then the new generation will be in loss. And so every mother and every father, they have a great responsibility. They are guardians. Every mother and every father, they are guardians of this home, to protect the home from the enemy, from the shaitan, who wishes to enter the home and corrupt the people within it and lead them astray. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, everyone has a responsibility. The father, he has the qawwama, he has the upper hand. And Allah says that الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men have the authority over women, and they have the duty to take care of them. And so the man, he must have obedience in the home. He must be the leadership. He must have leadership in his home. And it is obligatory that he is obeyed in the house. And this is what Islam teaches. And then for the women, if they should be reminded that they have a responsibility over the home as well. Allah says, or the Prophet ﷺ, he said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْعُولْ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ. Every one of you is responsible, and he will be asked about his responsibility. And he said, the woman is responsible over the property of her husband and the children, and she will be asked about it. So the woman, she must obey the husband in order for the family to be properly guided. And the Prophet ﷺ, his home was the best example. His home, the simple, basic, ascetic home that he had, that simple home was one that brought great contentment and happiness. We see the home of Aisha, when the Prophet ﷺ used to pray, and when he needed to make sajda, he had to touch Aisha's legs. So she moved her legs. Imagine how small his house was. So they were content with little. And this is the sunnah, this is the way of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah says in the Quran, O Prophet, tell your wives, if you want the beauty of this world and the riches, then go and I will give it to you and let you go on your way. But if you want Allah and His Messenger and the Akhirah, then indeed Allah has prepared a great reward for those who believe. What was the choice of those noble women? Did they want the riches and to be left alone? As Imam Bukhari mentions, every single one of his wives, they said, we choose Allah and His Messenger in the home of the Akhirah. And you see the simple ascetic life that they lived. Such small houses with such little, yet they had contentment. They had the happiness. And so this should be a role model for our sisters in Islam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that early generation is the best of generations. Those people who lived such simple lives, they raised people who changed the face of the earth. Children grew up in those homes who ended up being role models, leaders of nations, devout worshippers, family, taking care of family, the best of akhlaq and character. Those early homes were the best homes. They are the role model for every believer, and we should look to them for example. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslim home is one that protects the pure nature, the pure fitrah of the child. Every child is born with an innate, pure nature called the fitrah, which is al-Islam. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, he said that كُلُّ مَوْلُودٌ وُلِدَ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child is born with this pure, innate nature inclined towards the truth, towards goodness. So the Muslim home must protect this innate goodness in the child and prevent him from becoming corrupt, becoming his nature being ruined. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he said some very valuable words. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, the great scholar from Sham, he said, most of the youth that are corrupt, it is a result of negligence on the part of the father. It is a result of the father being lax in his duty towards teaching his children, and therefore the children, they grow up rebellious and disobedient because they never learned the commandments of Islam and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So he said, they wasted their children when they were young, and so when they became old, their children wasted them and left them aside. So it is obligatory. It is so beautiful if the father, the head of the house, he gathers his family together, he reads stories of the prophets to them, or some ayahs, and explains and guides them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, everyone has priorities in their life. When you make a list of things, you prioritize certain things over others. But the first priority for a Muslim home should be to cultivate their children on the taqwa of Allah. This is what we should give priority to. This is what we should sacrifice for. This is what we should put first in our minds and our hearts. And when we do this, then we must set a practical example. The Muslim home is not one that's based on theory, but it should be built upon practical example. It must be built upon example so children can follow, so the wife and the family can follow in the leadership of the example set by the father. This is what we see in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim, he said, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. We see Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, O Allah, make me of those who establish prayer, and then my children and my progeny. He didn't say, Rabbi ja'al dhurriyati muqima salah. He didn't say, O Allah, make my children establishing prayer. What did he say, this great Nabi of Allah? Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah. Make me one who establishes prayer. But he says, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salah. Then after that, wa min dhurriyati. O Allah, make me firm on establishing prayer, and then my children. So this is the example for us. If we want our children to pray, to have good akhlaq, to good character, then we must set the example. Beloved brothers in Islam, Allah says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Command your family to prayer, and you be firm in it. Allah says, when you command your family to pray, you yourself must be firm. And you should be firm and have patience in praying in the home. So it is required for us to set the example. And those who do not do that, who do not have a realistic example in the home, then their words will go unheard. The children will deviate. They will become misguided with evil friends. They will be involved with drugs. They'll end up going astray. So this Quranic methodology, which we see in the words of Ibrahim, in the words of Allah, set an example and then command your family. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if we do not establish an example, then our children will blindly imitate other heroes and other examples and other role models. And this is a path of loss. Blindly imitating those who neglect to teach their family, they will be taught by other means. They will learn from other sources. They will see examples in the television and in movies and in the internet. So we must not neglect the commandments of Islam. From the sifa, from the characteristics of the Muslim home, is that all affairs are rendered back to Allah and His Messenger. All decisions are rendered back to Allah and His Messenger. And we spoke last week about this important essence of Islam. The qabool, the rendering of all affairs back to Allah and His Messenger. As Allah says, it is not for a man or woman Muslim if Allah and the Messenger have declared a matter that they have a choice in the affair. The righteous Muslim wife, the righteous Muslim husband, they return their decisions and their disputes to Allah and the Messenger, and then they submit to that. And from the characteristics of a successful and happy Muslim family is that the home is filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ, he encouraged the Muslim men to pray in the home. He said, do not make your houses graveyards. Pray in your homes. Do not make them graveyards. Pray some of your salah at home. And in fact, in another hadith, he said, the best prayer of a man is the one in his home, except for the obligatory prayers. So we see the example of the Prophet ﷺ. When he would pray the fard, he would right away go home and then pray his sunnah, to set an example for his family. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, he said in Bukhari and Muslim, the likeness of a home within which there is no remembrance of Allah, and the one that the name of Allah is mentioned, is like the dead and the living. A home without the dhikr of Allah is like a dead home. There might be other activities happening, but it's dead. It's lifeless. But with the dhikr of Allah, the prayer, the reading of the Qur'an, then the house, it comes to life. The home is given life. And the Prophet ﷺ, he also said, the home within which Surah Al-Baqarah is read, then shaitan will not enter such a home. Also finally, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the most important characteristics of the Muslim home is that the husband and the wife, the two guardians of this fortress, they have to help one another and cooperate with one another to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have to support one another. When one becomes weak, one becomes misled or misguided or weak in their iman, the other holds out and helps them on the path of haqq. And we see this in the character of the Prophet ﷺ, standing late at night in prayer. When he would get close to the end of his prayer, he would go and wake up Aisha. Wake up, come pray witr with me. He would wake her up at night to share in the ajr of Qiyam al-Layl. And the Prophet ﷺ, he described this beautiful relationship between the husband and the wife. He said, may Allah have mercy on the man when he gets up at night in prayer, he wakes up his wife. If she doesn't want to get up, he sprinkles some water on her face to help her to get up. And then he said, may Allah have mercy on the woman who gets up at night in prayer. She doesn't pray alone. She wakes up her husband. He doesn't want to get up, she sprinkles water on his face. So we see that there must be this helping of one another, this cooperative effort to establish the deen of Allah in the home. May Allah bless me and you with the Qur'an al-Azim. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ اسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the examples or from the important characteristics of the Muslim home is that it's filled with knowledge, filled with knowledge and action. And it is essential, it is obligatory, fard ayn, obligatory on every individual to know the rulings of purity, how to purify themselves. The sisters, the children, the men, all of us must learn the tahara, how to purify ourselves from janaba, and must learn the salah and how to pray properly, and must learn halal and haram so we do not fall into it. So knowledge, fulfill our homes with ta'aleem and learning. And from the characteristics of the Muslim home is chastity, is having modesty, and preventing the filthy pornographic movies, the songs, the television, MTV, all these channels that show unclothing of women, that corrupt the character of our women. The internet sites, the man, the woman must cooperate to prevent this filth from entering the Muslim home. And Allah knows, and many women have complained, and Allah knows how many homes have been corrupted by the entering of these movies into their house. These are gateways and doors for the evil. So the Muslim home should be chaste. The Muslim youth should be chaste. and protected from these forbidden images from corrupting their minds. Also from the beautiful characteristics of the happy Muslim home is that the secret between the husband and the wife, their differences are kept within the home. And so the Prophet ﷺ, he said that the most evil person is the one who has relations with his family, his wife, and then goes and spreads her secrets. So there should be chastity in honoring of the secrets of the home. And finally, the Muslim home, it should be one protected from evil visitors and evil friends from coming in and corrupting it. And the relationship between us and the rest of our community should be based on piety, on righteousness, that we should bring good people to our homes. As the Prophet ﷺ said, a righteous person is like a perfume seller. Either he'll give you perfume, or at least you'll smell something nice. So the Muslim home should be filled with righteous visitors, and we should take them into our company. The Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, in the dua of Nuh alayhi salam, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا. O Allah, forgive me and my parents, and whoever enters my home who is pious, who believes in you. So this is a very important quality. We should always have righteous people with us in our homes, and we should also be careful to always cooperate with our family and help them even in household chores. The Prophet ﷺ would help Aisha, he would sew his clothes, he would feed himself, he would milk the sheep. So by helping your wife, this will bring love and it will help her to be righteous towards you. Through this way, and only through this way, will the Muslims achieve true happiness. And if we embody these qualities, we will truly make our homes the launching ground for a new nation, a nation of righteous Muslims who will rectify the affairs of this ummah. May Allah bless us and our children and our families and guide us to the straight path. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna tiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين يا ذا القوة المتين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين في هذا المسجد وفي جميع الأنحاء العالم يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون.